Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Miketz, when Yosef eventually sees Binyamin for the very first time, the Torah tells us the following in Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Chavtes: Vayisa Einav Vayar Es Binyamin Achiv Ben Imo. Yosef looked up and saw his brother Binyamin, his mother's son. Vayomer, and Yosef said, Hazeh hachichem hakaton asher amartem elai. This is your youngest brother about whom you spoke. Vayomar, and Yosef said to Binyamin, Elokim yachnecha bini. To Binyamin he said, may God be gracious to you, my son. Elokim yachnecha bini. May God be gracious to you. From the word chen or chanun. That's a beautiful bracha that Yosef gave to Binyamin. However, what's strange is that Unkelus, the great Targum Unkelus, who was a convert to Judaism, he lived in the days of the Mishnah, seems to change the word when he translates and gives commentary to this pasuk. Unkelus on this pasuk says that Elokim Yochnecha Bini means, Min Kadam Hashem Yisrachem Alach Bari. In other words, Unkelus translates the pasuk as, God should have mercy on you, Yisrache malach, from the word rachamim, rachum. Unkelus doesn't say chanun or chain. Why does Unkelus say rachamim instead of chain? And we can actually ask a more general question. What is the difference between rachum and chanun? And also in general, what bracha did Yosef give to Binyamin? A beautiful explanation is given by Rav Shmuel Yaakov Rubinstein. He died in 1964. Rav Rubinstein was a very important Rav, a major Talmud Chacham in post-war France. Again, he died in 1964. One of his Svarim is called She'eris Menachem on the Chumash, and he says the following on Daf Kuf Pei. It's not on our Parsha, it's on Parshas Vayechi. Says Rav Rubinstein, Chanun ne'emar al hasha'as hadchak l'chaltzo mimeitzar v'rachum hu lahagein b'terem tavo hatzar shelo tavo. Says Rav Rubinstein that chanun, chen, is helping someone through problems that have already come their way, God forbid. To be a chanun is someone who helps someone who has problems. But to be a rachum, to have rachamim, is having mercy on someone before their problems come their way, preventing their problems. And so says Rav Rubinstein, Yosef spoke to the brothers from Binyamin's perspective, from the brother's perspective, and he says, Elokim yachnecha bini, may Hashem give you chen, may Hashem be a chanun to you. They all thought that they were in trouble. They all thought that they were in crisis, in pain. So he used the word chanun, helping somebody who already has problems. But Unkelus translated the truth. Unkelus described the reality. They had no problems at all. All the problems have already been avoided. So Binyamin was not in trouble. The brothers were not in trouble. So Unkelus used the term rachum. There are no problems. We have prevented the problems before they even came your way. And that's the bracha, according to Unkelus, that Yosef was given to Binyamin. And perhaps one can suggest, based on what Rav Rubinstein said, one more point. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Maseches Peah, and it's quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Aleph, the Gemara and the Rambam say that we must imitate Hashem. Mahu rachum v'chanun af at tehe rachum v'chanun. Hashem is a rachum. We too must imitate that. We must be full of rachamim ourselves. And Hashem is a chanun. We too must act in a chanun manner. And based on what Rav Rubinstein said, this is an important job for you and for me. We must imitate Hashem and help others, not only once they're in pain, once and give them chanun, help them once they're in pain, once they're in trouble, but we have to do everything we can to help them prevent problems, to act with rachamim, to see a crisis before it is a crisis, to see how pain is caused and how much pain they have before they could have before they're in pain. We must be proactively helpful, not just reactively helpful. That is all Rav Rubinstein in Sheiris Menachem, and that is one way to explain the bracha that Yosef gave to his brother Binyamin. If you are interested in hearing another way to explain this bracha that Yosef gave to Binyamin, please WhatsApp me privately. But in the meantime, have an amazing day.